Atomic Habits: The Power of Small Changes. Today we're exploring a powerful idea about personal growth and success. The idea that small habits shape the direction of our lives far more than dramatic moments do. Many people think success comes from huge decisions, big motivation, or life-changing breakthroughs. But in reality, the most meaningful changes often come from something much quieter and simpler, small actions repeated consistently over time. Think about the way habits work. A single healthy meal doesn't transform your body overnight. One workout doesn't suddenly make you fit. One day of saving money doesn't create wealth. But when those actions are repeated over days, months, and years, they start to compound. The same way interest compounds in a bank account, habits compound in our lives. Tiny improvements, repeated consistently, can lead to extraordinary outcomes. But the opposite is also true. Small negative habits, repeated daily, can slowly pull us away from the life we want. A little overspending, a little procrastination, a little distraction. None of these feel dramatic in the moment, but over time they accumulate. And that is why habits matter so much. They are the invisible architecture of our daily lives. Why small changes matter. One of the most important ideas in modern habit science is the concept of compounding improvement. If you improve just a tiny bit every day, even by 1%, those small gains multiply over time. At first, the change is almost invisible. But after weeks and months, those small improvements start to create noticeable differences. The challenge is that progress from habits is often delayed. When people start exercising, eating healthier, or learning a new skill, they often expect immediate results. But habits usually work beneath the surface first. There is often a long period where progress is happening, but it isn't yet visible. This can feel frustrating. People often think their efforts are not working. But in reality, the improvements are accumulating quietly. Eventually, progress reaches a tipping point where results suddenly become visible. Identity and habit change. One of the most powerful insights about habits is that lasting change often begins with identity. Instead of asking, "What do I want to achieve?" a more powerful question might be, "Who do I want to become?" When habits are connected to identity, they become much stronger. For example, instead of saying, "I want to run regularly," you might say, "I am the kind of person who takes care of my health." Instead of saying, "I want to write more," you might say, "I am a writer." When behavior aligns with identity, habits become easier to maintain. Each action reinforces the belief you have about yourself. Every time you exercise, you strengthen the identity of someone who values health. Every time you study, you reinforce the identity of someone who values learning. Over time, habits become part of who you are. Goals versus systems. Another key idea in habit development is understanding the difference between goals and systems. Most people focus on goals. They set goals like losing weight, saving money, writing a book, or building a business. Goals define the outcome we want. But goals alone rarely create lasting change. What actually creates results are systems. Systems are the daily routines and behaviors that lead to those results. For example, if your goal is to become healthy, the system might include daily walks, preparing nutritious meals, and maintaining good sleep habits. If your goal is to write a book, the system might be writing a few hundred words each day. If your goal is to save money, the system might include automated savings, budgeting, and tracking expenses. The key idea is simple. You do not rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. People who succeed are not always more motivated. They simply have better systems supporting their daily actions. Let's look at how habits are formed. Habits follow a predictable pattern. Many researchers describe this as a four-step loop: cue, craving, response, reward. The cue is the trigger that starts the behavior. The craving is the desire that motivates you. The response is the behavior itself, and the reward is the benefit you experience afterwards. Let's take a simple example. Imagine your phone buzzes with a notification. The sound is the cue. You feel curiosity about the message. That's the craving. You pick up your phone and read the message. That's the response. And the satisfaction of knowing what the message says is the reward. When this loop repeats often enough, the behavior becomes automatic. Understanding this loop allows us to design habits more intentionally. How to make good habits obvious. One effective way to build better habits is to make them visible and obvious. Our environment influences our behavior far more than we realize. For example, If healthy food is visible in your kitchen, you're more likely to eat it. If a book is placed on your bedside table, you're more likely to read. If your workout clothes are ready in the morning, exercising becomes easier. The environment acts as a constant reminder. Instead of relying on motivation, you allow your surroundings to guide your behavior. Habit stacking. Another helpful strategy is called habit stacking. This simply means attaching a new habit to an existing routine. For example, after making coffee in the morning, you read a page of a book. After brushing your teeth, you stretch for 2 minutes. After sitting down at your desk, you write a short to-do list. Because the original habit already happens automatically, it becomes a natural cue for the new behavior. Over time, these stacked habits create powerful routines that guide your day. Making habits easy. Another important principle is reducing friction. Human beings naturally choose the easiest option available. If a behavior requires a lot of effort, we tend to avoid it. But if something is simple and convenient, we are far more likely to do it. That's why successful habits are often designed to be small and easy. For example, instead of planning an intense workout every day, you might begin with a short walk. Instead of committing to reading a full chapter, you start with one page. Instead of trying to meditate for 30 minutes, you begin with 2 minutes. The goal is not perfection. The goal is consistency. Once a habit becomes automatic, it naturally grows. The 2-minute rule. A practical technique for building habits is the 2-minute rule. The idea is simple. When starting a new habit, scale it down to something that takes less than 2 minutes. If you want to read more, start with opening a book. If you want to exercise, start with putting on your running shoes. If you want to write daily, start by writing a single sentence. These tiny actions may seem insignificant, but they serve a powerful purpose. They reinforce the habit of showing up. Once you begin, it is often easier to continue. Breaking bad habits. Just as we can design good habits, we can also reduce bad ones. One of the most effective strategies is to increase friction. If something becomes inconvenient, we are less likely to do it. For example, turning off notifications reduces the temptation to check your phone. Keeping unhealthy snacks out of the house reduces impulsive eating. Logging out of distracting apps creates a pause before opening them. Small barriers can dramatically reduce unwanted behaviors. Tracking progress. Another useful tool for maintaining habits is tracking progress. Tracking creates awareness. When we measure our behavior, we become more conscious of our choices. Even something simple like marking a calendar after completing a habit can be powerful. Seeing a streak of successful days creates momentum. People often become motivated to maintain the streak. It becomes satisfying to see progress accumulate. The plateau of progress. One of the hardest parts of habit building is the period when progress feels invisible. You may practice a habit for weeks without seeing obvious results. This period can feel discouraging, but it is actually a natural part of growth. Progress often happens below the surface before it becomes visible. Just like ice slowly warming before it melts, change accumulates quietly. Eventually, progress reaches a threshold where results appear. Many people quit during this early phase. But those who stay consistent eventually experience the breakthrough. The role of environment. Another powerful insight is that environment often shapes behavior more than motivation. If you design your surroundings carefully, good habits become easier. For example, working in a quiet space improves concentration. Keeping healthy food accessible encourages better nutrition. Removing distractions from your workspace increases productivity. Instead of relying only on willpower, you design your environment to support the behaviors you want. The long-term power of habits. Ultimately, habits shape the direction of our lives. They influence our health, finances, relationships, and skills. Each day may feel small. Each action may feel insignificant. But over time, those actions compound into meaningful change. Success is rarely the result of one dramatic decision. More often, it is the result of hundreds of small decisions made consistently. The habits you repeat daily quietly determine the person you become. As we come to the end of this discussion, it's worth stepping back and reflecting on the main ideas we've explored. At its core, the message behind these habit principles is surprisingly simple but incredibly powerful. Our lives are not shaped by the occasional big decision. They are shaped by the small things we do repeatedly every day. Throughout this discussion, we've talked about how tiny actions compound over time. Just like financial interest accumulates slowly in an investment account, habits build results gradually. A single action might feel insignificant in the moment, but when that action becomes part of a daily routine, it begins to influence the direction of our lives. We also explored the idea that focusing only on goals can sometimes lead to frustration. Goals are important because they give us direction, but the real progress comes from the systems we build around those goals. Systems are the daily behaviors, routines, and environments that support consistent action. In other words, it's not just about deciding what you want to achieve. It's about designing a way of living that naturally leads to that outcome. Another key insight we discussed was the connection between habits and identity. Instead of thinking only about what we want to accomplish, we can begin to think about who we want to become. Every action we take becomes a small vote for the type of person we believe we are. When someone consistently reads, they reinforce the identity of being a learner. When someone exercises regularly, they reinforce the identity of being someone who cares for their health. When someone saves and manages money responsibly, they reinforce the identity of being financially disciplined. These small actions gradually shape our self-image, and that self-image then guides future behavior. We also looked at how habits actually form through a simple cycle. A cue that triggers behavior, a craving that motivates action, the response itself, and finally the reward that reinforces the habit. Once we understand this loop, we can begin to design habits more intentionally by adjusting our environment and routines. Making good habits obvious and easy can dramatically increase the likelihood that we stick to them. Placing reminders in our environment, stacking new habits onto existing routines, and reducing friction around positive behaviors can all help create consistency. At the same time, increasing friction around negative behaviors can help reduce unwanted habits. Something as simple as removing distractions, limiting notifications, or making unhealthy choices less accessible can create powerful changes in behavior. We also talked about the importance of starting small. The 2-minute rule is a great example of this idea. Instead of trying to make dramatic changes immediately, we start with habits that are almost too easy to fail. These tiny actions help build the routine of showing up consistently. Once the habit becomes automatic, it naturally grows into something bigger. Another important point we discussed is the reality that progress often happens invisibly at first. Many people abandon good habits because they expect immediate results. But in many areas of life, growth happens quietly beneath the surface before it becomes visible. This is why patience and consistency are so important. The real power of habits is not in the first week or even the first month. It's in the long-term accumulation of small improvements. When we step back and look at all these ideas together, we start to see a clear pattern. Change does not come from sudden transformation. It comes from small behaviors repeated daily. The person you become next year, 5 years from now, or even a decade from now, is largely shaped by the habits you practice today. And the encouraging part is that these changes do not require perfection. No one follows their habits perfectly every single day. Missing once is normal. What matters most is returning to the habit and continuing the process. Progress is built through persistence, not perfection. So if there is one final takeaway from this discussion, it's this. You don't need a dramatic life overhaul to start improving your future. You simply need to begin with one small habit that moves you in the right direction. Maybe it's reading a few pages each day. Maybe it's taking a short walk. Maybe it's spending a few minutes learning something new. Whatever it is, those small actions repeated consistently can gradually reshape your life. Because in the end, the most powerful changes are rarely the loudest ones. They are the quiet habits practiced day after day, slowly guiding us toward the person we want to become. And that is the real power of small habits.